This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on steps undertaken by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to ensure safe and transparent telecom ecosystem for all. The participants are Anil Kumar Lahoti, Chairman, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, was established to regulate telecom services. It was established with effect from 20th February 1997 by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India Act 1997. To discuss more on this, we are joined by Chairman TRAI, Mr. Anil Kumar Lahoti. Mr. Lahoti, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and namaskar to all the listeners of radio.
Before we dive deep into knowing TRAI, I would like you to brief our listeners about the functions of TRAI.
The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, or TRAI, is a regulator for telecommunication and broadcasting sectors. The mandate of TRAI is to promote orderly growth of the telecommunication and broadcasting industries, and also to protect the interest of customers and service providers in these sectors. What we do is, when we give recommendations to the government on formulation of policy, framing of licenses which the government awards in these sectors, allocation of the spectrum and its pricing, on receiving reference from the government, we also give several recommendations to the government on the issues which are concerning the sector or the interests of the customers. These are our recommendatory roles. We also do the regulation of these two sectors, and the primary objective of these regulation is to protect the consumer's interest and to provide a level playing field between the various service providers.
Taking a cue from what you just said, the objective of TRAI is to provide a fair and transparent policy which promotes a level playing field, as you already mentioned. In that line, recently TRAI has issued guidelines to telecom firms to introduce voice plus SMS packs. Can you talk more about it, and why was this decision taken?
This has just been issued a few days back, and this was a long issue of which the need was being felt, whereby it was observed in a consumer survey that normally the packs available for the consumers from most of the private service providers were bundled packs which had always had data. But in our country, we have lot of consumers, crores of consumers, who are not using currently the smartphones, and they are using only feature phones, and they do not use data. Likewise, there are elderly people or people in rural area who are not comfortable with using the smartphone and want to use only voice and SMS services. They did not have the option of subscribing only to the voice and SMS packs. So based on that, TRAI had carried out a consultation, and after receiving the various inputs, we have issued an amendment to the telecommunication tariff order and the telecom consumer protection regulations, mandating the service providers to provide at least one special tariff voucher on voice and SMS. Also, along with these amendments, we have taken few other steps. One of important steps is that now the validity of the voucher, which was maximum limited to 90 days, has now been permitted to be up to 365 days, so that if a consumer wants to use the voucher for a longer time, it will be possible.
I'm sure this decision of yours will go a long way in helping the consumers. Moving on, I would now like to draw your attention to the call drops. Why does it happen, and what initiatives are being taken to combat this particular problem of call drops?
The problem of call drop which consumers or the subscriber face could be happening due to multiple reasons. Now, these reasons include, number one, that the required strength of the signal is not available, the network strength is not available. This could happen outdoor, or this could happen even indoors, which means that adequate cell towers are not available and maybe more cell towers are required. So for correcting this, it is necessary that there should be a visibility on the network coverage. Another aspect is that in a particular area, the total number of subscribers using the services may exceed the capacity of that particular cell tower, in which case the quality gets affected. Also, in an existing network, there could be hardware faults in the radio access network or in the transmission network, or there could be certain fiber cuts due to which the network availability gets affected. There is also a typical problem where many people install illegal radio repeaters for improving the signal strength, and these illegal radio repeaters start interfering with the legitimate signals, and they also adversely affect the call quality. And besides this, there are certain natural reasons, which includes atmospheric ducting also, which could affect the call quality. So these are the various factors which could be affecting the call quality. Now, TRAI carried out an extensive study of all these parameters, and particularly with the advent of technology, the introduction of 4G and 5G, there was a need that we should revise our quality of service regulations. And recently, we have issued a few months back our revised regulation on quality of service benchmarks, which has become effective from 1st October 2024. And in this regulation, the call drop related parameters have been made much more stringent, which will of course require the telecom service providers to improve their network and invest in the infrastructure, and will require certain time. So while issuing this regulation, we have also tightened the parameters in a graded manner with certain 6-monthly or yearly milestones, so that in a certain time frame they achieve the required level of the quality.
Since Mr. Lahoti, we are talking about calls, so spam calls, it is one of the most critical problems being faced by TRAI currently. To protect citizens from being duped, your organization has taken a number of steps. I would like you to talk about this so our listeners are well aware to protect themselves from falling into any trap.
Spam call is an issue which I think almost everybody in the country today is grappling with. And this entire issue, at a broader level, we can see in three aspects. One is spam calls being received from registered telemarketers. Another is spam calls being received through unregistered telemarketers. And the third aspect is, of course, the malicious or fraudulent spam calls or messages. So before we talk about a spam call, we have to understand that there is a legitimate requirement of business communication whereby businesses want to communicate business messages or calls to consumers who are willing to receive such communications. In the absence of a regulatory framework, everybody starts calling everybody. So TRAI established a regulatory framework which facilitated legitimate business communication, yet at the same time giving the right to the consumer to choose whether they want to receive or they do not want to receive such a communication. And not only reception or non-reception, they could also choose which type of commercial communication they want to receive and which type of commercial communication they do not want to receive. So for this purpose, TRAI issued a telecommunication commercial communications consumers preference regulation in 2018. And in this regulation, the technology was used by establishing a distributed ledger technology platform, or in simple words, a blockchain technology platform, where a consumer can register his or her preference to receive or not to receive of a certain category or all category of commercial communication. And an entire system has been established whereby businesses who want to make commercial communication have to register on this platform. They have to register their messages which they want to send, and the whole system is regulated. This system is quite well articulated, but when this problem of spam was growing, TRAI carried out a very detailed analysis of what was happening and how spams were passing through this framework of registered telemarketers, and number of problems or certain weaknesses in the system, they were identified. One of this was there were a large number of message templates or headers which various businesses or principal entities had registered but were not using. And these were being misused by unscrupulous telemarketers to pass on spam calls or spam messages. So that was one thing. So to address this, TRAI carried out an extensive audit of all these registered headers and messages and carried out a cleaning of the system, removing all those headers and message templates which were not being used. Another thing was important in this is now we have mandated that all the promotional calls have to be made through a 140 series number. So a practical problem was being faced that if somebody blocks promotional calls, how do they receive, you know, any service call which is mandatory for a product or service that they have already purchased. So to facilitate that, now very recently we have got allotment of another 160 series which will become operational in very shortly. And with that series, what will happen is that 140 series will be utilized for promotional calls, which could be optional either to receive or not to receive. But the 160 series numbers will be for service and transactional purposes, which a subscriber should receive, must receive. And a subscriber would know that this is a legitimate call for a service or a transaction. So that is another step that we have taken. Now coming to the unregistered telemarketer, since we established a regulatory framework and a lot of people wanted to bypass this system, so they started using the normal personal 10 digit numbers for making commercial communications. So again, this problem was analyzed and TRAI in the month of August issued very stringent direction to all the telecom service providers that if any enterprise or individual is found to be misusing these numbers which are not intended for such a commercial communication, then after giving a suitable warning or a usage cap, etc., and if they are not restraining themselves, all their telecommunication resources should be disconnected. And not only should they be disconnected, they should be debarred from allotment of any telecommunication resource for a period of up to 2 years by all the telecom service providers. So as a result of this directive, in last 3 months or so, almost 1,150 entities or individuals have been blacklisted and almost 19 lakh numbers have been disconnected. And if I have to quote, since the month of August, the number of spam call complaints has come down by 30% in the month of November. So this has had a very good effect. The third dimension in this regard is the malicious or fraudulent use of the telecommunication resources. So here the role of TRAI is to make the telecommunication system as safe as possible.
I would like to draw your attention to the caller name presentation system. Can you please tell us what CNAP is and when will it see the light of the day?
So in this regard, TRAI has given its recommendations in February 2024 to the government, whereby we have recommended to the government that the calling name presentation service should be introduced in the Indian telecommunication network by all the access service providers. And this will be a service which will be optional to the subscriber. If a subscriber wants to avail it, then they can avail, or if they do not want, they need not avail it. And if they avail, then the calling person's name, as is registered in their customer application form, which is in the records of the particular telecom company, that will get displayed, which will be authentic information about a caller. And in case of a business entity, they will have the option to use a preferred name which they want to, you know, identify themselves with that. So that also can help businesses in getting themselves identified. So this recommendation is already with the government, and we have recommended a certain course of action for its implementation, which includes a trial. As and when the government completes the trials and takes a decision, it should be available.
Mr. Lahoti, thank you so much for this lucid explanation, and thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and sharing the insights on the subject with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on steps undertaken by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to ensure safe and transparent telecom ecosystem for all. The participants were Anil Kumar Lahoti, Chairman, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent.